Hello?
Maya Avisar.
Yeah.
This is Jay Michaels. If I'm on the line, you're on the air.
Okay, fantastic. Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. You are one busy person.
I am.
You have a show opening up in 24 hours. You are spearheading this huge corporation. The Alliance of Alien Artists sounds like this. It's an amazing, amazing thing. But wow, the work that you probably have to do for that must be intense. And then there's your own career.
Yes.
Let's just put that on the side there. Yeah. Tell me about yourself. Well, tell me about your projects.
Okay, will do. So I am Maya Avisar. You can say it Avisar. I'm not picky. My name is usually in Hebrew, so, you know, I'll take any American pronunciation for now.
Understood.
I am originally from Israel, from a small town called Kiryat Ono. It's a small suburban town outside of Tel Aviv. I grew up always performing, actually. I started out as a dancer. And when I was 15, I had a change of heart, and I didn't want to dance anymore. And I kind of said, okay, I'm not dancing, but what else should I do? So I started acting, and when I started acting, I started singing. And that's how, during high school, I kind of find myself in musical theater.
You're a triple threat.
Yeah. So I don't dance that much anymore these days. I usually say that I'm an actor singer, and I dance if I have to. So
okay.
Yeah, so you won't see me around dance calls, but I definitely still have the technique and still have that love for dancing inside of me. Since I was 17, I knew I wanted to come to New York, and after my military service, I studied at a musical theater school in Israel, and after that 1 year of musical theater program, I decided I should come to New York, and I wanted to come to AMDA, American Musical and Dramatic Academy. I knew very well what I wanted to do and where I wanted to study. And then I came to New York. So I came to New York about 2.5 years ago, in February of 2017. And I graduated from AMDA a year ago, last May, a year and a month ago. And since my graduation, I was in what's called an OPT, which is 1 year of a work permit that you get after your study. So when you get an F1 visa, which is a student visa, you get the option to apply for an OPT, which is your 1 year of a work permit. So I applied to that, and I graduated a year ago. And for the past year, I was doing my OPT, which is the year here, like I said, with a work permit. And then throughout my year, I actually met with a lawyer quite early in the year. I actually met with a lawyer around November, which is about 6 months after my OPT started. And I met with a lawyer, and after that meeting with the lawyer, I said, I don't want to do it anymore. I am not getting an artist visa. I am leaving the country. The day after that, I booked the flight one way to Israel.
Huh.
And then after that, I was doing life coaching with Coach Brian Dan, who is incredible, who also comes from a background of the performing arts. He was an agent, and he is now a life coach, and I got recommended for him by another colleague of mine from AMDA. And during that time with him, I felt very, very productive, and I came up with the idea for the Alliance of Alien Artists. And although I didn't want to stay here, technically, at that time, I said, I'm not getting the artist visa right now. So although that, I still figured, okay, there are still things I should do. I mean, I still have 6 more months here. I'm not going to just throw it away. I should spend it wisely and still continue working on my career and performing. And then I came up with the idea for the Alliance of Alien Artists. So actually, all the work on the Alliance of Alien Artists happened while I thought I was moving home. One way.
If you had told me this story and you left out that first line that you said, I probably wouldn't believe it. I said, you're exaggerating somewhere. But when you start a sentence, well, after my military training, that After I've served in the military in Israel, then the notion of you being an absolute commando and getting all these things done in such a short time sounds totally right.
Yeah, so I actually started working on the Alliance of Alien Artists about 7 months ago, and I came up with the idea for the first show that I produced. It was called Broadway Around the World, and it was a concert where international artists singing Broadway hits in their first language.
Wow.
This came from the idea, yes. And we performed it at the Green Room 42 at the end of March. We had a very, very successful performance. And we booked Feinstein's 54 Below for the end of May, a show that ended up being canceled.
Oh, no.
But you know what? We already got all the hype around it. The internet thinks it happened, and it's inside my visa application. So,
well, there
no
you go.
Tell immigration okay. that the show never happened.
I will tell them not to listen to this podcast then.
Exactly. So, yeah, so the show Broadway Around the World is a show where internationals are singing Broadway hits in the first language. And the idea for the show actually came because I thought I was going home. And I told myself, well, if I'm moving to Israel and my career, my professional acting career has been in the United States, I actually never sung in Hebrew. I thought to myself that I had my entire training with the incredible and the faculty, Wendy Sharp, my voice teacher, who I love so, so much. My entire training was in English. And I figured, well, I should start singing in Hebrew a little bit if I'm planning on continuing my career in Israel. And then I thought to myself, well, if I want to sing in English, why isn't there like an opportunity where all internationals can sing in their first language? And I kind of posted on Facebook and I kind of asked my friends, the internationals, if there would have been a cabaret where they get to sing in their first language, would they want to do it? And there was a really big positive response from my friends, you know, my connections from ANDA, my other international friends that I met here. And I started creating this community. And, you know, I just planted the seed for this show. And ever since then, we have just been growing. So the first thing I did before I even started producing Broadway Around the World was opening a Facebook group for the Alliance of Alien Artists. We didn't have the organization yet. We didn't have a website. We didn't have anything. We didn't have any money. All we had was the Facebook group, and it's still here now, and it's being used by international artists who are currently in the United States, who are not yet in the United States, to talk and discuss and share ideas and ask for advice from fellow international artists.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's really wonderful. Yeah. We're in a new world in terms of international, in terms of just being from other countries. We're in a new world. You know, when our parents, if you will, came here way back when our grandparents came here, the notion was you got here and you assimilated. That was essentially it. But here it's another thing. You get here, but you don't lose where you come from.
That is absolutely true.
So for you to have an open door that way is marvelous.
Yeah. I moved here and I never wanted to stay. I never planned on staying. Long story short, I do have my visa now, actually. I'll tell you about it in a second, but I came here without the intention to stay. And to be honest, I came here without money for second year of ANDA. I came here with only the funds to pay for first year tuition. And I said, well, if I can't fund second year, I'll just go back. And then I was able to figure it out and I paid for second year and the opportunity for the OPT came and I said, okay, I'll take it. You know, you get a free visa, only $400 compared to the costs of the artist visas and the green card. $400 is really nothing. So I said, yes, I'll do it and I'll take this 1 year. And I took this opportunity. But for me, I'm having a hard time calling myself an immigrant, for example, because I don't want to move here. I don't know yet if I see my life here in the United States. I don't know if I want to raise my children in America. So it's very hard for me with the term immigrant, because I am Israeli. You know, that's who I am. I don't see myself as American. I don't want to be American. I very much like my home country. I appreciate a lot what it gave me, and my family is there. You know, my whole heritage is in Israel. So, yeah, so it's interesting. And I feel like the Alliance is also kind of giving a place to people to be who they are, because one of the biggest problems of international artists is that the American performing arts industry is kind of trying to wipe us away from our international identities. And they keep telling us, you need to lose your accent. You need to not show on your resume that you're not from here. You know, work on your English, work on your pronunciation. Don't look too foreign. You know, they really, really want us to fit into this cookie cutter American characters instead of embracing the culturalism and the diversity. You know, I always say that now, people might not like me for saying that, but I'm going to say it anyway, that now African Americans and Hispanic performers are getting more room. You know, they have fought their fight and they are now getting a lot more opportunities, you know, with blind casting. And, you know, I just saw a production of Legally Blonde who cast Elle Woods as African American. Why not? You know,
fabulous. Why fabulous.
Not? The only thing is that she needs to be blonde. It's perfect. So the African American and Hispanic and Asian communities are getting their diversity with their different ethnicities.
It and certainly took them a long time, now, and I'm thrilled if that is the case.
Yeah,
I really am.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it certainly looks like it. You know, it might not be perfect just yet, but it definitely looks like it.
Right.
And now LGBTQ artists are also getting more opportunities, and the thing is really that the community inside needs to create original material that fits the community, you know? So the African Americans, the Hispanic communities, the Asian communities, they're all creating their own cultures, their own creations, or they write their own stuff, and LGBTQ artists are doing the same. And right now, us immigrants, no one is looking at us. No one cares about us. No one is looking for accent blind casting, you know? And even shows for, I'm just, you know, I'm just talking in musical theater and theater terms because this is my world, but the Alliance really reaches out to musicians and to visual artists as well.
I have a feeling that's going to change.
You know,
considering Oklahoma, considering the unique casting of the current Oklahoma, and Hamilton when you get right down to it. So I think that's also going to change.
So we're really hoping that, you know, to raise awareness that you also have to acknowledge immigrants in these industries. And yes, we do come with something different. We might come with an accent and not necessarily a different skin color, but it's also something to be aware of instead of kicking us out of the way and giving all the roles to Americans.
As a professor of communications, I'm a big proponent of honing your voice. But in terms of being excluded because of it, I'm not a big fan. So I can hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's a difficult conversation. But what I keep telling the performers I work with is, to really, if you want to own your immigrancy, you know, if you want to own how international you are, you need to sit down and write things that fit you, you know, because I do understand that in an all-American play, it's unbelievable that the characters are not American, you know. But, for example, in The Ben's Visit that was on Broadway, I know a lot of Israeli actors who were kicked out of the way. Although this show is purely Israeli. It was written by Israelis. It's based on an Israeli movie. I can't help but bring it up, anything I talk about. But yeah, for example, they cast American actors for that. And it's difficult. It's difficult to see, but it's also, you have to remind yourself that there's always more work and we can always create more art. And I think it was just a matter of time until the international artists got together and really became a community.
you know.
I think you hit
that much of a community before.
I think you hit two very important things. Number one is to create work for each other. In my day, you're sufficiently younger than I am. In my good old day, you just didn't produce your own work. You hid it from other people because it was sign of a vanity play and couldn't get cast, whatever. Today, the notion of taking a career in your hand is immensely powerful.
Yes.
So, yes, your artists should write, direct, produce, form their own work. If they want the work, go out and get it. That's for sure.
Go out and create it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I say, and this is what I'm trying to do as well. So a lot of my work, you know, I started producing other things. So a few months ago, I produced a cabaret that was called Burning Up, a tribute to the Jonas Brothers. And it was very nice, and we performed it at the Duplex, like the American Dream we're performing tomorrow.
Right.
And and the Jonas Brothers tribute wasn't any immigrant related, you know. So my Avikar Productions, as a producer, I'm doing all kinds of things, but still so much of my work relates to international artists, and especially because of my connection to the Alliance of Alien Artists, I do focus a lot of my work on international artists, because they're like me. You know, everyone touches subjects that matter to them, that they feel close to.
As long as they are like you in the sense of... As long as they are like you in the sense of perfecting their talent. The other point I was bringing up, aside from writing your own work, they need to be the absolute best singer, dancer, actor, just like you. They need to be the triple threat so that when they go to an audition, their accent, big deal, they're the best for the job. So,
yes,
so the key is creating the work and getting there and doing the work.
Yeah, that's true. You have to own your craft and you have to work very, very hard on practicing your skills.
For sure.
If you want to work at anything, you know, if anyone can produce a show, really, I'm telling it to you, it's not that difficult. It does require some money, but not even that much money because, you know, you sell tickets and you make it work. But if you produce your own show and you're not good and what you're providing is not good, then it doesn't help you. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
The extra line on your resume doesn't matter. It matters when you're applying for an artist visa, but rather than that, in the industry, you have to show up and you have to practice. You know, it's the same at everything. You can't just say, I want to do it, because it takes work at the end of the day. And you have to wake up and show up to work.
Woody Allen once said half of success is just showing up. So, exactly.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And yeah, I mean, the American Dream happening tomorrow, that's, I think, really the first musical review that I'm producing that I have no part in on the stage.
Huh.
I will not step on the stage. I might say welcome at the beginning, but it's been a very exciting experience for me because I really got to do the part of a producer on this one. In Broadway on the World, for example, and also in Burning Up, I was performing as well as producing, and it puts a lot of pressure on the person. And you kind of feel like you don't get to do everything. So I didn't have the opportunity to be at my best as a performer, and I didn't have the opportunity to be at my best as a producer because I was too busy doing everything.
Right.
So if I can say one thing is that if you do want to produce your own show, hire a producer. and you can still do it. Just have someone take all the nitty gritty work off of you, all the computer work off of you, all the talking to people. If you can get someone else to do ticket sales for you, do that. You know, because being a performer takes a whole other level of focus. So that's one thing that I'm very glad about my work with the American Dream that's happening tomorrow night.
See, I think you hit something on the head. That's that usually is one of my spiels when I talk to someone about hiring a press rep. It's like, okay, you can do your own press, but what are you not doing while you're busy doing press?
When you're doing, yeah,
So if you're going to produce, if you're going to literally steer the ship into port, you can't have anything obstructing you. And to be one of the performers, of course, makes it very difficult. So, yeah, the bigger team, the better.
Yeah, that's very true. And at the end of the day, when you're paying someone to do some other job that you're not as good at, it can take them 1 hour. And in the 3 hours it would take you, you just saved 2 hours. And in these 2 hours, you worked on something else and made money to pay that person for their 1 hour.
Yep.
You know, my dad always said that. And I really took his word for it. And that's how I try to work these days. And also, it comes to being professional. You know, you see the big shows on Broadway. They don't do it all by themselves. They have a publicist. They have a producer. They have a director. They have a co-producer, an assistant director, a stage manager. You know, there are a lot of people working on these.
Oh, the list goes on for a Broadway show, of course.
Yeah, exactly. It's not one person doing everything, because one person can't do everything. At the end of the day, we have one brain and two hands and a very limited focus capability.
That's so funny. That sounds like such a Yiddish expression that you just did. It makes sense. You're Israeli. I have one brain and two hands.
Now,
the alliance.
To be professional, yeah.
Now the alliance, from what I am seeing, does more than just produce works. You help people in terms of the nitty gritty. Once they're here, you give them opportunities. Yeah. You show them the outlets where they need to go for visas, for information, for insurance, for basically survival. And I think that's the real powerhouse of such an organization.
So actually, you know, the point wasn't to be a theater company at the beginning. You know, I really didn't want to produce. It was just this one time thing, Broadway Around the World. That's the one thing I wanted to do. And then, you know, I take the opportunities as they come. So I kept producing work. But the point of the alliance is really to be a center of help and assistance to international artists before they come to the United States, while they're here, on the process. So we're currently at the stage that we're kind of taking requests, you know? So whatever people need, they come up to me and they ask, and they reach out to the Facebook page and to our website, and they ask, can you do ABCD? And then we sit and we think and we say, can we do that? Is that something we can help with? And if we can, absolutely. And if we can't, then we will direct you to the right person who can help you with that.
I think
because
that's terrific.
My biggest challenge moving here was that I had no information, nothing. There was no one guiding me. There was no one website I could go to that had all the information about student visas or artist visas or the schools that give student visas or what exactly do you get, you know? So all information I get was little bits and snippets from people. And then again, people find, like, at the end of the day, they are in a lack of patience to answer your questions. You know, if I got paid for all the time I answered questions to other Israelis who sent me a message on their Instagram or on Facebook Messenger, sending me a message saying, hi Maya, I get your phone number from your aunt, who is a friend of my mom, who said you're studying in New York City, and I wanted to ask you a few questions. And, you know, I would sit and answer for hours and hours on questions. And I just said, oh my God, if there was one place I could direct these people to that would just answer all their questions, you know, it would have been a lot easier.
Of course.
So now there is, and
we're still developing
it, and we are still taking requests. And really, at this point, it all just comes up as we go. So because I am still just one person, and I am looking, if anyone's listening to it and is interested, I am looking to build a team of more people who will help develop the alliance. Of course, this is a nonprofit organization, so it's very hard to get people on the mission when there's no money involved.
Of course.
If they care,
if it's something they want to do, then exactly. They'll make the sacrifice. They'll change their pricing, et cetera.
Absolutely. So I am currently looking for people to build an advisory board and and, you know, and kind of develop and see where we can take the organization to. But yeah, baby steps, you know, just one day at a time.
I know you are making a major impact because I have gotten about 3 or 4 phone calls that all started with Maya sent me and said you could help. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. I'm thrilled to work with them.
I did say it to a lot of people.
And it's wonderful. Ironically, one of your people had called and said, Maya sent me. I was able to get a reviewer from High Drama on Spectrum Cable to see their show. So that's helping them. I have someone else
that's
who's talking
fantastic.
About interviews. So I'm thrilled to be of assistance any which way. I am a child of immigrants, so I am thrilled.
The easiest for me is to connect people to the right people.
Of course.
I don't need to have all the answers. I just need to know the right people who do have the answers.
Of course. Of course. Maya, thank you so much. This has been amazing. I am going to spread.
Thank you so much, Jay.
I am going to spread the word from coast to coast and make people know of your existence,
well,
because I think what you're doing is so valuable.
And doing some lectures there.
Oh, I'm sure, you know let them fly you out for a movie or two. And while you're there, you'll lecture. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
But
right,
absolutely
thank
wonderful.
So much,
thank you. I'll talk to you
thank
soon.
You.
Ciao.
Bye.